Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Michael Dietrich Chastain. He's the author of Changes, The Busy Professional's Guide to Reducing Stress, and that's available wherever books are sold. We're talking about how to do that, folks, how to deal with stress. I'm not going, you know, Michael, I don't know that we can actually reduce, we can reduce stress. We can reduce some of the things that causes it, especially, well, let me rephrase this. Shouldn't we separate the two kinds of stress? The stress that's inevitable, that nobody can really do anything about, that you have to deal with, and the kind that you either allow or create yourself. Isn't that a good way to separate stress? Because we all shoot ourselves in the foot. We all have some level of crisis management. That and those are things that we can avoid. We can get rid of. But then the world has something to say about the other kind, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think to your point, you know, we can't absolutely eliminate all stress, right? Because there's always going to be things that are coming into us environmentally, and those things are, you know, largely out of our control. And to our point earlier, you know, we have the ability to hold perspective based on what's coming at us. And that's the good news, right? And the other question I often get is, what is the difference between good stress and bad stress, which is kind of another spin on what you're saying, right? And so I think the important point there between this good and bad stress is the difference between stress that, you know, wears us down, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, versus stress that pushes us, right? That motivates us, that gets us into action. Because I'm sure you and a lot of our, you know, the listeners, and certainly me too, we all have experienced stress where it gets us to do something. Right? Can you think of a time in your life
right. That's happened? Well, that's when stress turns into fear, and sometimes fear is giving us good information, right?
Yeah, I like that. Yes, stress can, yeah, I like that, give us information, right? And yeah. sometimes that information is detrimental, right? Sometimes that information is, you know, gosh, I haven't been thinking clearly for the last 2 weeks, or God, you know, my body is wearing down because of the stress. And other times that stress can tell us, you know, I've been going in a direction that isn't serving me or my business, and I need to make a pivot. Mm-hmm. And so I think stress can be absolutely a tool. But, you know, I also believe that it takes practice to build that awareness around, is this good or bad
right.
stress?
Right. And am I creating it, or is it something, am I the reason my banker's calling me and he's not happy because I'm not making payments? Or is, you know, I haven't made my last payment or something, or have I just got a grumpy banker? You know, you've got to decide.
Yeah.
You got to make a decision on those things, but he's still your banker, so you still have to deal with that, right? I mean, at some point in time, regardless of why he's calling or she's calling, you still have to deal with that, and that's the reality of stress, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and I really like that, Jim. You know, I think that there's another element with, you know, kind of within this stress management conversation, which is accountability and responsibility, right? I think that we can perpetuate unnecessary stress when we push responsibility and accountability away, meaning that, you know, if we're constantly saying it's someone else's fault, or it's something else's fault, or it's, you know, we're not taking responsibility, I think that can either create stress larger than it needs to be, or extenuate it, you know, down the road when,
right.
when it doesn't necessarily need to do that. But yeah.
So when you see the people that you work with, mm-hmm. what do you see most of the time? Do you see people having trouble dealing with stress that the world is giving them, this that may be justified, that maybe that's the kind of stuff that just happens? Or do you see more of it self-imposed?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like that. You know, I think it's both. You know, a lot of the common questions, you know, we work with teams and leaders that want to improve engagement in the workplace. They want to improve performance and efficiency and effectiveness of the employees that they have. And so, you know, a lot of the questions that we'll get that, you know, the stressed out leaders will come to us and they'll say, you know, I've got a person on the team that I just can't figure out how to motivate, or I've got someone on the team that just doesn't seem to be very engaged with what they're doing, and what do I do? Or, you know, so I think, you know, part of that is looking outside, you know, looking outside to say, you know, what do I do about this person? And then through the process that we have when we work with clients, again, it's both, you know, it's looking at what are the structures of the business and how might that be impacting someone's engagement or someone's effective and inefficient, you know, practices. Mm-hmm. And it's also helping the leader understand what am I doing as a leader that might be disengaging the workplace, you know, creating an environment that, you know, people don't want to be in, or,
you know,
or communicating with. Go ahead.
As we wrap up, Michael, I've got to wrap up our visit for today, but the single thing besides logging hours as a business owner and, you know, getting some perspective, the single most important thing that helped me get rid of stress was learning how to delegate. And I don't just mean giving people jobs, but having people who can take those jobs. That, to me, that was the biggest stress reliever for me. And folks, I recommend it. I need your website one more time, Michael.
Yeah, you got it. It's arcintegrated.com, arcintegrated.com.
Right.
If they want to learn more about the book, they can go to thechangesbooks.com.
Michael Dietrich Chastain. Thank you, Michael. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.